Today's daf is Erechin daf Yud Dalet, and we are at the beginning of the new perek on the bottom of daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shleima for Shlomo ben Sora Aliza. So the Gemara is going to return to the sugyas of Erechin, albeit for a fleeting moment. Zakta Mishnah, Yesh be'Erechin lahakil ulahachmer. The concept of Erechin has in it a kula and a chumra. So again, what's Erechin? Erechin is if somebody takes upon himself that he's going to give hektish the value of a specific person. Now, ordinarily, if somebody would do that, the assumption would be we have to find out how much this person is worth. How do you determine a person's value? So before Lincoln freed the slaves, you'd find out how much he would sell for on the market, and that would be your obligation to give hektish. Stating that, there's a parsha mechudesh that's called Erechin that says that you don't determine exactly how much this person's worth, but rather there's a fixed price for each individual dependent on the person's age and the person's gender. That concept of Erechin entails a kula and a chumra. The Mishnah is going to explain. Additionally, the laws of Stei Achuza, which will be the majority of today's daf, also has in it a kula and a chumra. Ubishar hamuot shehem b'sesso eved, a shor hamuot that kills an eved. So the halacha is the owner of the shor hamuot has to pay a knas. The knas that he has to pay is 30 shekel. That too has in it a kula and a chumra. Ba'oines u'mefata. If someone's ma'anes and mefata and naira, the halacha is he has to pay a knas. Chamishim shekel kedesh. Shekel kesef, b'shekel hakodesh, that too entails a kula and a chumra, as we're going to see. Uba moitzi shemra. If someone's moitzi shemra, he has to pay a knas of 100 shekel kesef, l'hakula hachmas. So we mentioned a whole bunch of things that have in it kulas and chumras, meaning without this parsha, you would have thought differently. Because of this parsha, it was neschadish dinim, some of which are kulas, some of which are chumras. So the Mishnah is going to go on now to explain each one. The first one that was mentioned is yesh be'erichin lahakul ulahachmer. Again, why is that first? Because we're learning mesechtes erichin. So the Mishnah is going to explain where's the kula and where's the chumra in the laws of erichin. It says the Mishnah yesh be'erichin lahakul ulahachmer keitzad echad erichin osha b'Yisrael. If somebody says I want to take upon myself the erich of the handsomest person in Klal Yisrael, v'sakar osha b'Yisrael, or the ugliest person in Klal Yisrael. That loch is noisim chamishim tzela. In the event that this person is a male, between the age of 20 and 60, you pay the 50 slum that you're supposed to pay. If, however, you would say not Erechin, but rather Neders, then the halacha is nice and a shavyim, you'd have to pay his value. So it comes out that the Erechin has in it a kula and a chumra. The kula is that it could be that if this person was the Nash of Yisrael, he's worth more than 50 slum. And if all you have to pay is 50 slum, it comes out we're being kind to you, we're being lenient. Thus, it's a kula. And if the person's an Adam Kaur, that maybe wouldn't be worth so much money, and still you have to pay Chamishim slum, so it comes out it's a chumra. Regardless, Yesh be Erechin, lahakula. The Gemara is being medayek l'shtoynei hazav shal haMishnah. The Mishnah's example of Erechin, that's a kula and a chumra, was echad sheherich es hanah shebi Yisrael ves hakar shebi Yisrael. The diuk is Yisrael, says the Gemara. Is that true? The only time a person can be mekabel Erechin is if he takes upon himself the Erech of a Yid. Does that mean we have a stam Mishnah, the Leiker HaMeir? And that's always newsworthy, because we know stam Mishnah is HaMeir. So through our time, we learned in the Mishnah, if someone takes upon himself the Erech of Evi Kechavim, or if an Evi Kechavim himself wants to take upon himself Erechin, HaMeir says, Nerach Avaloi Marech, that a goy could be the subject of an Erech. Meaning, if somebody says, I'm going to take upon myself the erich of a guy, he has chiyuve erichin. But at the same time, if he himself wants to be meirich, he himself is mekabel erichin, even though, oiv de kichavim, anoidrin, nedarim, v'nedava yiski Yisrael, but they're excluded from the parish of erichin. This was a mishnah mesechtes erichin. First parak, Dafei Amud Beis, if you remember, Rabbi Yehuda argued. Rabbi Yehuda held Sfaras Hafuchos. He held that a guy is Meirich, but he's not Nerech. The bottom line is, it sounds like from the Mishnah, from the fact that the example we're giving is Echad Sheherich Es Hanah Shebi Yisrael, that's Hakor Shebi Yisrael, that the Mishnah seems to be suggesting that an Ovi Kechavim is not Nerech, which is like Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rameir. That means we have a Stam Mishnah, not like Rameir. Says the Gemara, Leimim Asisim like Rameir. The Gemara says, no, Filotim Rameir. Could be the Mishnah is Rameir. Who had in that Filot Ovi Kechavim? Nah, really, could have said Ovi Kechavim. Hello, Milsagav Orchik Kamash Malon. Sometimes the Tana of the Mishnah, Bederech Agav, teaches us an important halacha. And here, the chiddush is, Kid Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amarav, Asur la'adam sheyoymar, kamen na kenani zeh. That it's asur for a person to comment and say, how na, how handsome, or how nice is this Kenani. And being that the Mishnah wanted to give an example of a Na'eh, a person that's an Adam Na'eh, it couldn't talk about Echad Sheherich as Hana'eh Sheba Oivdei Kichavim. Because that would be a violation of this halach of Asala Adam Sheyomer, Kamenoi Kenani Zeh. So the reason we don't mention Yisrael is not because they're excluded from Hilchas Erechim, but because we're talking about an Adam Na'eh, and there's a halacha of Asala Adam Sheyomer, Kamenoi Kenani Zeh. We'll get back to that in a minute. Freak the Gemara, but listening as Hana'eh Sheba Yisrael, Vesakor Sheba Kenanim. Okay, so why couldn't we say with regard to the Adam Na'eh, if someone was Marich, then Na'eh Sheba Yisrael? We're not going to compliment the Oivik Echavim. Here we're going to talk about the Yisrael. But on the flip side, the Esakor, we should have mentioned the Kor Sheba Kenanim. So the Gemara says, V'chad umakamari, betray umakamari. The Mishnah didn't want to talk about two different types of people. We're trying to be consistent. And being that the Na'eh has to be a Yisrael, so too, the Kor is a Yisrael. The Gemara V'loy is that true, V'ktani. Hagidoyle Sheba Kehuna, V'esaktana Sheba Yisrael. The Mishnah later is going to talk about the Kula and the Chumra in the parish of Einus HaMafat. If someone's Ma'anus Mafata and Naira, the halacha is you always pay 50 swan. And the Gemara says that has a kula and a chumra, because you would think, dependent on who the person, one was ma'anis or was mafata, that would determine how much he has to pay. Stating that, the Mishnah says, it doesn't matter if this girl was the gedoyla shebe kahuna or she was the kitana shebe Yisrael. Kahuna Yisrael, that's not the same thing. So you see betrayal. But the Gemara says, no, asam chad umahu, elo mikdash u'diknisha kiharam tfeh. They're all yidin. It just so happens that there's levels in terms of kedusha. So kiharam amur kaddish. But in terms of chad umah, it's chad umah. You wanted to say the nash of Yisrael and the karish of ayyub dikichav, and that's already betray umah. Betray umah is loikamayim. Iba yisayim, alternatively, you could say that the reason the Mishnah didn't say echa cheherech es hanash of ayyub dikichav, because I did the book of the Seifos, the Yahuza. The next halacha that Mishnah is going to talk about is the Achuza, the Mishkachas of Yiv Kechavim, the Yisrael, who the Mishkachas of Yiv Kechavim, the Mishkachas La. And that's something that only relates to Yisrael. It doesn't relate to Yiv Kechavim. Why not the Lav Bnei Achuza Nenu? Because the Lav Bnei Achuza, they're not included in the halachas of Stei Achuza. So the next Mishnah, which is going to talk about Stei Achuza, is going to be a Mishnah that's going to be talking about Yidin, because only Yidin are subject to the laws of Achuza, Mishum Hachi Ketani Lav Yisrael. Therefore, in this Mishnah, we mention Yisrael as well. So again, Mishnah had a diak. Echad Sheherech as Hana'eh Sheba Yisrael. That's Hakor Sheba Yisrael. Why are we mentioning Yisrael? Now, really, what emerged was three suggestions. Either Masisin Zaloiker Ameir, meaning the Tana of the Mishnah holds that an Oivik Kechavim cannot be Nerach, which was really the subject of a Machloikis Rameh and Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda held that way. Rabbi Meir held that no, an Oivik Kechavim is Nerach. So one suggestion, one mahalach could be that the Mishnah is the Leker Ameir. Alternatively, the reason we didn't mention Kenani is because of what Rabbi Yehuda Merav said. Also, Adam Sheyomer Kamenoi Kenani Zeh, and we don't want to say the Nabash of Yisrael and the Karsh of Kenani because betray Umar is Leker Meiri, or it's just Bederech Agav, being that the next Mishnah is going to talk about a Yid, because the next Mishnah is going to discuss the halachas of Stei Achuzo, which is a parsha that's Miyuchad to Yidin. A Goy doesn't have a Stei Achuzo in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see. So for that reason, in the Reisha, even though we could have talked about an Ivikachavim, we spoke about Yisrael as well. So before we go weiter, which is really going to be technical and take us for the most part to the end of the daf, I think it's kedai, a little prematurely, to pause and speak out a little bit of rain. And that is, so the Gemara mentioned Rabbi Yehuda Merav's halacha, Asa la'adam sheyoymer kamenoi k'nani zeh. Rashi says, what's the makar to this? So it's a Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf. It says in the Torah, loisi chanim, and from the pasuk of loisi chanim, we learn, Aser la'adam sheyomer kamenoi k'nani zeh. So really, in order to fully appreciate this halacha, we have to go back to a Gemara that we've discussed together several times, and that is this Gemara Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says as follows. It says in the Torah, loisachanim. And from the word loisachanim, we learn that it's aser for a person to sell property in Eretz Yisrael to an Oivik Echavim. Is that true? Is that what we learn now from the word loisachanim? You shouldn't make them be noisachain, which is this halacha, the halacha that you're not allowed to say kama no evik echavim zeh. So the Gemara imkain le makra v'loisachanim. Maya v'loisachanim shma minotardi. Freak the Gemara v'akati mi boyle. There's another halacha we learn from v'loisachanim. Tachi amar achman v'loisitin lehem mat naschina. Says the Gemara imkain le makra v'loisachanim. Maya v'loisachanim. So there's a lot of TikTok here. Shma minokulu. Bottom line is, the Gemara learns from the word loisachanim three halachas. Number one, loisitin lehem chanoya v'karka. A yid is not allowed to sell his property in Eretz Yisrael to an Oivik Echavim. Number two, loisitein lahem chein. You're not allowed to make them be noisachem be'enei habriyos. An application of that is this halacha. Asa la'adam sheyemer kamenor k'nani zeh. And the third halacha is lo'isitein lo'hem matnas chinam. The Gemara brings a tanya na mihachi. Lo'isachonim lo'isitein lo'hem chanoi bekarka. Dabaracha lo'isachonim lo'isitein lo'hem chen. Dabaracha lo'isachonim lo'isitein lo'hem matnas chinam. And all three of these drashas are quoted throughout Shas and in Poiskim and in different kinds. They're all true. Three halachas learned out from the same pot. How can you learn out three? Because it could have said loisachonim, loisachonim, loisachinim, whatever the chishpoinets are, and all the dictating of the Gemara. The bottom line is, what the Gemara says, you end up learning out all three of these halachas. Fate the Gemara kasha. Is that true? Meisavei, meisavei. There was a story of Hashem and Gamliel. Shoyal gabi maila b'harabayis. He was once walking on the steps of the harabayis. V'ro oivedes keichavim achas na b'yoyser. And he saw a woman. She was an Ayvedis Koychavim, and she was very beautiful. Omar, he commented that he said, Marabu Masecha Hashem. And the Gemara brings a similar story with Rabbi Akiva. His friend, the Gemara Akasha, how could Rabbi Gamliel, or Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, and Rabbi Akiva comment, Marabu Masecha Hashem? L'chayr, what happened to this halacha? V'yisuchonim, v'yisitein lehem chen. Omar, Rabbi Yehuda, Omar, Rab, Asur la'adam sheyoymer, kamen noy, knanize, says the Gemara, no, there's a chilek. You know what the chilek is? Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wasn't talking to his friend. He wasn't talking to the person. He was talking to the Eivishtah. He was giving Shvach Vaidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To give Shvach Vaidot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you're allowed to do, even regarding an Eivik Echavim. You're not giving anything, that's between you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Stating that, to go ahead and to tell your friend, or to comment, Stam in the Veltarayim, or to tell it to the Eivik Echavim, that's already going to be Yasser because of Leisacharim. In fact, the Gemara says, it says in Parakah, so what's the difference if somebody sees a nice tree or if somebody sees a nice person? The Allah is allowed to make the brach. The truth is, this is brought down in Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Eir Chaim, Simen Reish Chav He, brings this halacha. Haraya ilonois toivois, ubriois nois, afilu oive kechavim, oi behema, oi me baruch ato Hashem alikeinu melech ha'olam, shekocha loy ba'olamoi. And Mishnah Berurah says, ubriois nois means people, bein zcharim, bein nekevois. It doesn't matter if the person is a zachar or is a nekeva. So if you see someone unusually handsome or beautiful, you make a bracha. The bracha is, shekocha loy ba'olamoi. Stating that, Mishnah Berurah brings to the Chai Adam that the minig is not to make this bracha today. He says, ayin shom taimoi. But in the Sharatzin, he gives his own reason. He says, because the only time this is true is if the person is nois b'yoyser, umi yuchal ledakteik baza. And as a result, we refrain, safik brachas. We don't just make brachas unless you're 100% certain that this is not going to be a bracha of atala. And it's for that reason, the minig is not to make the bracha. So in terms of making a bracha, that's okay. That's halacha shulchan aruch. That's halacha psuka. That's the maisa with Rabbi Shimon Gamliel when he said, Marabu Masecha Hashem, stating that, but to just go and tell your friend, you know, this person, this Eivik Echavim, you know, kamen no, knani zeh, that's something that's awesome. Now the truth is, if that's the case, I think we have a little bit of a problem. Because this would seem to be something that everybody is nichshol in. I mean, it would sound like you're not allowed to say that Ployni is very smart, or you can't say something positive about the President of the United States because he's an Oyvei Kechavim, or a professional basketball player. Oh, he's really, really, right? You can't say that either, right? Why is that not this? At first glance, this would seem to be an issue. And the truth is, if you think about it, there's a lot of Gemaras where the Gemaras seem to suggest, where the Gemaras are clear that even Tanoim made comments, not just this Maisa with Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he said, Marabu Masech Hashem, but there would seem to be Mefurish Gemaras where, first of all, Chochma Bagoyim Tamen. Right, there is a concept of Chacham Lagayim Tam. Everybody knows the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, the story that preempted Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai and his son having to go hide from the Romans. Right, the story was Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon were sitting and they were talking about the Romans. Pasach Rabbi Yehuda, who was Rosh Medaber B'chol Mokom, and he said, "Kamen non Maseim Shal Umazu Tiknu Shvakim Tiknu Ksharim Tiknu Marchetzois." But what did they say? Kamonoim Maseim Shal Umazu. There's another Gemara if I can find it here. Yeah, Daf Brachis Daf Chesam Beis. The Gemara says Tanya Om Rabbi Akiva. This is also Rabbi Akiva. B'shloish Shedvarim Oyev Anias Hamadim. Kishachoytchen Es Abaser Ein Choytchen El Agav Shulchan. Kishenoishkin Ein Noishkin El Agav Ayad. Ukishayoyatzin Ein Yoyatzin El Besada. Tanya Om Rabbi Gamliel. B'shloish Shedvarim Oyev Anias Aparsiim. Hayden Snuim Bachiloson. Utsnuim Bebeis Akisei. Utsnuim Bedaveracher. Right, we know the Gemara with Dama Benesina. Just a few examples that come to mind, where you find Mefurish Gemaras, Mefurish Chazals, where we seem to be Meshabeach Oivdei Kechavim. But the truth is as follows. The truth is that if you take a look at the Rambam, The Rambam's Loshin in Perik Yud, Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So the Rambam brings this halacha. Incidentally, the Rambam is moisif a lot that the Gemara doesn't say Mefurish. The Rambam took a very, very extreme position as it relates to this halacha of Leisachanim. The Rambam says, Asal Rachim Aleim. The Rambam says that if you see an Oivik Echavim that's Oyved or Tevea Banar, Loya Lenu. And the Rambam says, Mikanatolah Mecha Asal Rapois, Oivde Avodah Zarah. Rambam himself was a doctor. Afilu Beschar, even if he's paying you. Then he says, if there's a Shail of Eva, then it's okay. But even then, you can't do it Bechinam. I mean, the Rambam is very, very sharp. And the Achrayim Mutch a little bit, where the Rambam saw some of these things. The Gemara doesn't say, Asal Rachim Aleim. The Gemara said, well, Leisachanim means. The Gemara had three pshatim. You can't give him a matana. There's a difference in giving him a ton and saving him if he's drowning. Maybe not. But either way, this is all in the Rambam Shita. But if you go through the Rambam is talking about Oivdei Avodah Zarah. In Karsim Bris, Lo Oivdei Avodah Zarah. It's Lashon HaChinuch as well. The Chinuch HaMitzvah, Tov Chavav, when he brings this halacha, he says, Shalei Nachmel Al Oivdei Avodah Zarah. V'lo Yiyashe Be'einenu Dover Mehem. So it could be, first glance, that maybe this halacha is only true for Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So if someone's an Oivdei Avodah Zarah, this is going to be true. If someone's not an Oivdei Avodah Zarah, it's not true. So the Oivdei Kechavim of nowadays, are they Oivdei Avodah Zarah? They're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. So of course, the first place you have to go is Tosfos Avodah Zarah, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said that Bnei Noach are not mitzuvah on Shituf. And as a result, he said the Noitzrim are an Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Because the Noitzrim believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they just also believe in Yeshei HaNoitzri, which means they believe in two Koichos, which is Shituf. A Yid is Muzer on Shituf. Oivdei Kechavim are not Muzer on Shituf. So based on that, it comes out all the Noitzrim, called the Parish Meruba Parish, certainly in the Western world, are going to be, at the very least, Noitzrim, which are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Stating that, the Behuda famously said the Rabbeinu Tam only meant it with regards to the Issa of Lo Yishom Alpicha. We have rate bites on this. We went through this many, many times when we learned Sanhedrin, when we learned Avodah Zarah. Right, the Behuda said a very big Kiddush in Tosfos that he said, Avada Tosfos held that Bnei Noach Muzer on Shituf. He just meant as it relates to doing business with them, where the Chash is, they're going to be masker, the Shem Hashem, that Issa of Lo Yishom Alpicha, there's no Allah of Shituf. They ain't coming, coming. But the Yishmaelim, what about the Yishmaelim? The Arabs, the Muslims. So the Muslims there, the Poskim say, all the Rambam, everybody says the Yishmaelim are not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. I mean, the Rambam called them a Shagam, but not Oivdei Avodah Zarah. And being that they're not Oivdei Avodah Zarah, so Lamaisa, what about as it relates? So again, to Pasha, you would say, we have to go back to all those Sugis and the Sachtes Avodah Zarah, and we have another Nafkamina Lahalacha, whether they're Oivdei Avodah Zarah or they're not. Right, you're allowed to walk into a church, you're allowed to walk into a mosque. So it depends. Are they Oivdei Avodah Zarah? Are they not Oivdei Avodah Zarah? There's so many different applications. The sugis of Yai and Slam Yedah. So this would be another application at first glance as it relates to this halacha. This is all wonderful. And it sounds like a very valid diyuk based on a Rambam and based on the Lashon of the Chinuch. Stating that, there's a shach. And the shach is in Yeridei Yassim in Kuf Nun Aleph. It's Zivkot and Yud Ches. The Mechaber over there brings the halacha. Also Lesaber B'Shvachon. He's talking about Oivdei Avodah Zarah. Afilu Loimer Kamenah Oivdei Kechavim Zebet Zurasoi. Etc. Etc. Says the Shach, Kosev Beis Yosef, Bechoshemish Batsimin Reish Mem Tes, the Chol Oivet Kechavim Bemashma Afilu Yishma'el. What does it mean, Afilu Yishma'el? Of course, what he means is, even though the Yishma'elim in Halacha are not considered Oivdei Avodah Zarah, but they are Oivdei Kechavim in the more general sense. And as a result, says the Shach Mefurish, that it's going to be also for all Oivdei Kechavim. So it's a problem, Lechura. At first glance, how do you give an answer with this? I'll just tell you something interesting, and that is that this was a major, major discussion back in the day, in the early 1900s, when the Yidden was settling in Eretz Yisrael, and there was a Shaila what to do in Shemitah. Which via? So what do a lot of farmers do? They sell their property. Who they sell to? They sell to Oivdei Kechavim, and Rav Kook was very famous for being a proponent for the Shtam Mechira. And in addition to all the Shvius implications, there's another big problem. And a lot of Gedolim had a problem with the Shtam Mechira because the Gemara says we learn out three things from Leisachanin. And the first one is Loisitim Lehem Chanoya Bekarka. So you talk so much about Matnas Chinam and this halacha, which would seem to be a very prevalent halacha, this would seem to be the least Shchech, but it's something that's done. It's done every 7 years. So people, they go ahead and they do a Shtar Mechira. So do a Shtar Mechira for Shabbos and in Kashrus. That's a whole other conversation. But here you have a problem. There's an Isser of Loisachonim, Loisitin Lehem Chanoya Bekarka. So at first glance, that should be an issue. Rav Kook wrote a tshuva and many tshuvas where he felt that it wasn't going to be an issue. I mean, at first glance, you would say most of the people living in Eretz Yisrael, the Yishma'elim. The problem is you have a shach. So the question is, does everybody agree with this shach? So the emes is that there are, it's a shach, and the shach brings it from the Bais Yosef, and the Bach also says it. So the Bach, Bais Yosef, and shach, If you want to be matter, you're starting behind the eight ball. But at the same time, there are Rishonim that seem to say not that way. Number one, you have the there's a Chuvas Harajva and there's a Meiri. There are other Rishonim, and he felt that B'shas Adchak he certainly could and should, and you know, be Saimechan some of the other Shitas, be Saimechan on some of the other Rishonim. One Gishmak Asfara that he said was that what's the whole point of Leisitin Lemchanoya Bakarka? What was the whole point? What's the spirit of the law? There's the law and the spirit of the law. Right? What's the spirit of the law? The spirit of the law is that you don't want the Ivle Kechavim living in Eretz Yisrael. You want it to be a Jewish land. You don't want them living there. Here, by selling it to them, you're goofa allowing the Yidden to live there. So if Yizil Basa Taim, Mayel, this is only a Shaila with the Rabbanon, and there's Yesh Amilismach, and there's an Indian of Sha'asadcha. It was mafalful in this, but a beautiful svara that the whole idea is to try to encourage Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. That's what we want. We want Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. We want the Yidden to live in Eretz Yisrael. Don't sell it to the Ivle Kechavim. We have to get rid of them. Here, Fakert. And he said they're living there anyways. He had a lot of svaras. But the bottom line is, that's the halacha of Leisachadim. I think we're blibing with a little bit of a tzorich iyun, and that is, Lamaisa. I mean, this halacha of Kamen, no, Ivle Kechavim Zeh, which the Beis Yosef and the Bach and the Shach all say is Lav Dafka and Oivet Avodah Zarah. It's not totally in the sugyas of Avodah Zarah that pays on the sugyas of Masechta Sanhedrin. So how do you give Zechan Eitzah, right? How do you say, you know, fill in the blanks? L'chura, at first glance, it would seem to be a little bit, new fill in the blanks.
The four
Russian, there are the Arba, Noshim, Fafish, Abba, Oilam.
Oh, says, wow. Take away Esther, put in Vashni, Rachel is there.
We have Morty here.
No?
Morty.
Not,
yeah, Morty. Yeah,
Morty.
No, I feel like.
Okay, missed that option.
Yeah, you've probably been learning Megillah for the last 2 weeks, so. Yeah. I filled in for you that day. Very good. Zok the Mishnah. Yeah, Zok the Mishnah. B'stei achuz lahakul lahachmer. So again, the Mishnah started Yesh be'erichin lahakul lahachmer, and then it says u'b'stei achuz lahakul lahachmer. So again, the theme of the first part of Masechta Zeirichin is digression. There's nothing to talk about. So we started off hakol marichin, hakol asuyemai, and then we had two blad of other areas in Shas, such as Megillah, etc., of where you find hakol. And then it said kehanim leviyim v'yisraelim. Kehanim leviyim v'yisraelim. There's other mishnayos and brises where it says kehanim leviyim v'yisraelim. So we digressed again. And then we started the second parak, and it felt like we were going to start learning Erechin, and we didn't. And that same daf, we're already learning the halachas of 7 and 11 with Zav and Nida, right? Because we had different examples, a whole parak of digression related to minimums and maximums. And the Gemara does the same exact thing right here in the third parak. So we immediately digress. And like in the last parak, some of the things we're going to digress to are going to be light. Some of them are more intense. Today's daf is more intense. Either way, not that intense, but a little more intense. B'stei achuza, lahakil ulahachmir keitzad. So what's a stei achuza? I think we need a little bit of a background. So stei achuza is another one of the parshias that are tucked away in the end of parshias b'chukaisai. So in the end of Masechtas Bechairis and in the beginning of Masechtas Erechin, we've been learning a lot of parshias b'chukaisai. So we all know the beginning of parshias b'chukaisai. And b'chukaisai teilechu, shetiu amelam batayra. And then you have the brachas and of course the teichecha shevimishnah of Teiras Kayanim. And then the Gemara start, the psukim start talking about different halachas. You have Maisa Behema, you have Erechin. So another one of the parashias that are mentioned in the end of parashias b'chukaisai is the halacha of the stei achuza. It's a few psukim. The mistei achuza yakdish ish lashem. If somebody has a stei achuza, that means a field that he inherited. He didn't buy it. He inherited it. And he decides that he wants to be makdishit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then, after he was makdishit, he decides that he wants to redeem it. He wants to be poyedit. So there's a formula of how you're poyedit. So just like there's a formula when someone takes upon himself erichin, v'hoye erkecha, there's again an erich, there's a certain formula of how you're poyedit. What's the formula? The fi zaroi, zera choymer sa'oirin, b'chamishin shekel kesef. So for every zera choymer sa'oirin, every parcel of land, we're talking about land, not barley, but every parcel of land where you could plant a chaymer of sa'irim, a chaymer is an amount. What's a chaymer? It's a base core, which is also 30 sa, which is also 75,000 square amis, which is approximately 150,000 square feet. So, I mean, yeah. So that's what it is. So basically, for every parcel of land that size, b'chamishim shekel kesef. V'mishnasa, you have a yaktus a day, okay, chayach. Now, this is all true, says the pasuk. You have to read the fine print. If you were makdish it, b'shnasa yovel. Imachah, you have a yaktus a day. But let's see, when you did it, it was in the 14th year of yovel. Then, v'chishav loy hakoyen es hakesef al pi hashonam anaisoris. Hachnasa yovel, we don't need this for today's daf. But basically, you could prorate it. So this is based on someone who was makdish in the beginning of the yovel. So beginning of yovel means you have a whole yovel for the entire term of yovel. This is what it would be. But let's say it's 5 years into yovel, so you would have to take yovel, divide it by the amount, and then on a prorated basis, you know how much each year's pidyon is worth, and that's what your number is going to be. Vim God, Yigalas Asada. Let's say the person goes ahead and he wants to be goyled. Hamakdish Oisai. The makdish, meaning the person that was makdish who wants to be goyled. V'yasad chamishas kesef erkech olav v'kamoi. Then what he has to do is he has to add a chaymash. Meaning, the person who was makdish, it doesn't have to be the one that's poyded. And it doesn't matter if he is or isn't, regardless the formula is going to be zerach chaymer sa'orim b'chamishim shekel kasa. Stating that there is a difference, is an afkemina, if the makdish is the goyel, or someone else is the goyel. If the makdish is the goyel, the yosef chamishes kesef erkecha olav. If somebody else is the goyel, he doesn't have to add 1/5. Let's say the person wasn't goyel, so you were makdish as the achuza, you weren't goyel it. The maches asada l'shacher zok rashi. Then the gizber, the treasurer, this banker that works for Bezdin, went ahead and he sold the field on behalf of hektish. The halacha is at that point lo you goyel it. So you can redeem it as long as the gizber doesn't sell it. Once the gizbar sells it, it's already too late. Oh yeah, saw the b'teis by yovel. What happens if the gizbar sells it? Then when yovel comes, it's going to be kodesh l'ashtem k'stei acherim v'koyim tia achuzasa. It's going to go back to the gizbar that sold it. And when it goes back to the gizbar that sold it, it's not going to stay in the possession of the gizbar, but rather he's going to be mechalakid. He's going to have to give it to the kehanim. So this is the halacha. If somebody sells, if someone's makdish, stei achuzah. So again, what's the halacha? Someone's makdish, a lot of things. If someone's makdish stei achuzah, he could be poyted afterwards. He has the right to go to hektish and say, you know what? I have seller's remorse. I decide I want it back. Okay, that's fine. You have to be poyted. How you poyted? You would think, let's figure out how much the land is worth. No, similar to the parish of Erechin, that's not what we do. We have a built-in set formula. This is what it's going to be. What's that formula? For every zera chaymer of sa'irim, for every parcel of land where you can plant this shear of a chaymer of sa'irim, you have to pay chamishim shakol kesef, assuming you're redeeming it year one of yovel. If it's later, you figure out pro rata how much it's going to be. Additionally, if the makdish himself is the one that's being paid it, you have to add a certain tax. A fifth. If the makdish is not the one, then you don't add the chamishas. What happens if you didn't redeem it and the gizbar sold it? He has a right to sell it. Then the halacha is after yovel, it goes back to the gizbar. The gizbar doesn't keep it. It becomes like cherme kohanim, and he has to divide it amongst the kohanim. This is all if it's a stei achuzah. Look, the pasuk. We need this for today's daf. V'mestei meknasa yashaloi mistei achuzah seyakdash l'Hashem. What happens if somebody was makdish not a stei achuzah, but rather a stei mikna? Listen to the lashon. V'mestei meknasa. What's a stay mikna? You bought it. So then the halacha is the chishav lo yakoyen es michsas ho erkecha ach nasa yovel the nasan es ho erkecha bayoy mahu koydul shlashem. What does that mean? So that we'll see is already a machlokes tanam. Either way, with that background, Dr. Mishnah, stay achuza lakulula hachmer. This formula of stay achuza of zera choymer sa'orim b'chamishim shekel kesef also has an akulon chumah. Okay, so echad hamakdish b'chel samachos. It doesn't matter if you makdish some very cheap piece of land. Vechad hamakdish b'pardesoy sabesti. Or if you were makdish a choshava piece of land, a pardes, the halacha is always the same. Noisin zera chaymer sa'orim b'chamishim shekel kesef. So it could be more than what the land is worth. It could be less than what the land is worth. Thus, you have another example of a kula and a chumah. Stay mikna. What happens if someone's makdish to stay mikna and now you want to be poyded? Oh, so noisin ashavya. There the halacha is. There is no formula. There, you pay dollar for dollar. When you redeem it, you just pay what you're supposed to pay. Rabbi Eliezer says, Echad stay mikna, the Echad stay achuza. No, the halach is always with the formula. If that's the case, Mabin stay achuza, stay mikna. You see in the pasuk, there's a difference. Right, the pasuk makes a whole fuss that if it's going to be a stay mikna, ashaloy, mistay achuza, so it's a separate parasha. So if it's a separate parasha, what is then different, says the Gemara, according to Rabbi Eliezer, the difference is, Shabbat stay achuza, who knows the chaymesh, who stay mikna, ain't a nice chaymesh. The only difference is with regards to the chaymesh. Zokhtim, Rav Huna said, if somebody was makdish a field and there were trees in the field, when he comes to be poided, poid the ilanos b'shavyon. First, he has to be poid the ilanos based on what it's really worth. V'chayzu poid the karka, and then he's poid the karka based zera chaymes oirim b'chamishim shekel kesef. Rav Huna was saying a very big chiddush. This halacha of being makdash to stay achuzah is only true if you're makdash a field. We'll see a more mafurish in the hemshach of the sugya. But that's posh. It's only if you're makdash a field. Someone's makdash a tree that grows in a stay achuzah. You don't have this halacha. It's only true if you're makdash the actual field. How then would you be paid a tree? You'd be paid it in the old-fashioned way. You find out how much a tree is worth, and you'd be paid it, dollar for dollar, chaimish, whatever. But the point is you'd be paid it in the ordinary fashion. Avuna said, what happens if someone's makdash a field and there are trees in the field? Do we say that when the Torah said, lahakulu lahachmer, this new shear of chamishim shekel kesef for every chaimer of sa'irim, it would mean for the land and the trees? Meaning, even though had you been makdish the trees independently, of course you wouldn't have, but now you were makdish with the field, so it's part of the field, it's tuffle to the field. If it's tuffle to the field, so it's included in the kula, and maybe in this case, of chamishim shekel kesef, or maybe no. Or maybe you always look at the trees luchud, and you look at the land luchud. Now the Gemara assumes that really what it should depend on is not some objective svara or some objective halacha or some objective lamdas. It should really be totally in the das of the makdish. When you makdish it, with the intention of ilonois and tree, thus the ilonois and land. So the land you'll be pointed this way, the ilonois will be pointed that way. Or no, you were makdish it where they were all together, and as a result, the tree is included in this formula. Zok the Gemara, Rav Huna said a mefurish halacha, hikdish sadam le ilonois, kishu poidon, poid ilonois b'shavyon, v'chayzu poid karka b'yisera rachayim esayim rachamishim shaktel. Alma zok the Gemara, b'savar Rav Huna, you see Rav Huna holds other makdish b'ayin yofa makdish. Then when a person's makdish, his intention is, because again, what matters is what his intention was. His intention is to give hektish as much as possible. In this case, if we assume that you're going to have to be paid to them separately, then obviously hektish is going to get more. Because they're going to get the chamishim shekel kesef just for the land, and whatever the trees are worth, when you're paid it, now lav dafki you'll ever be paid it. But there's an element of ayin yofa that in the event of, I want hektish to be able to get as much as possible. Either way, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, our Mishnah, the Mishnah said, Echad hamakdish b'chilus hamachos, Echad hamakdish b'pardes Sabesti. Now the Mishnah gave an example of where you pay chamishim shekel kesef, the pardesos of Sabesti. So, not sure exactly what that is, but a pardes, we know what that is. That's a garden. Trees grow in a garden. And you see clearly that, you see that trees are included in the chamishim shekel kesef. Right? Isn't that mefurish? Because we're giving an example of a piece of property where you have to pay the chamishim shekel kesef, and included in that are trees. No, Ru'uya the Pardesa is Kamina. The Mishnah doesn't mean where there were physically trees, because if there were physically trees, the Mishnah would have had to add that in addition to the Chamishim Shekel Kesef, you also have to be paid the dollar for dollar, you also have to be paid the trees themselves. What the Mishnah means to say is Ru'uya the Pardesa. In the event that you were Makdish property that was Ru'uya to be a Pardesa, that's valuable property, but if it was a Pardesa itself, we would have had to add language in the Mishnah and say, in addition to being paid to the property, you also have to be paid to the Eisfei, another kasha, Beisera. It says in the Pasuk, V'im, Misteach, Huzosa, Yachdish, Ish, Lashem, V'oye, Erkecho, Lefi, Zaroi, Zera. It says the word Zera. In Liyelo, Beis, Zera, Stei, Gefanim, Ustei, Kinim, Ustei, Ilonois, Minayin. How do you know if it wasn't a field where you could plant something, but rather it was a field where you already planted something? What's the kasha? You see clearly that even if something was already planted, you already have gefanim, you have ilanois, still the halach is chamishim shekel kesef. You don't have to be paid the ilanois separately. What it means over there is that no, you have to be paid it twice. Just like Rav Huna said, paida v'chayzer upaida. Who said that's not what this braisa means? The braisa is just saying that as it relates to the karka, just because this tree is on the karka doesn't mean that when you're coming to be paid to the karka, you're not paid with the same formula. You are. You paid there whether it's a beis zera or if something was already planted. As it relates to the trees, I don't know, that's already a separate child. It's been another kasha. Hikdish shloisha ilonois mimata asara lebeisa. So apparently, and this is really more for the farmers, but apparently when they used to plant trees, so the optimal way to plant trees for the field to grow is to have 10 trees, 10 ilonois in an area of a beisa. So that's the preferable way to do it. Mata over here, not meaning mata less. Mata milosha netiyah. So you want to have a netiyah of asara lebeisa. So what this person did was, he planted 3 trees, not 10, but he situated them in a way where technically you could have had 10 within the beisa. Meaning he did it in the optimal way. So the halach is, if someone has that type of field, and you makdish it, I raise a hikdish as a karka. We assume that you mean to be makdish the whole field. You get the karka, the trees that are in between it. Okay, this is halacha. When it comes to be poida, base zera chaymesoyer b'chamishu shakol gasa. You poida based on the the formula mentioned in the Torah. Pachas mikeno yeser al kein. What if you had less than three trees mimatar sol beisa, or more than? Meaning it's not the way you're supposed to do it. Oishe k'tish b'zeachazeh, or you will makdish a tree and then another tree and another tree. Da'aloch is areza lo yikdish lo yasa karka v'lo yasa yulon oishe b'ne v'lo yoy. Not just that. El afilu hikdish ilon oisov. If someone was makdish his trees va'achar kach hikdish karka, and then afterwards he was makdish the karka. So da'aloch is kishu poida poida so yulon oish b'shavyon. And then afterwards, you should go ahead and you should be paid the karka based erachim esayir. What do you see from this brayso? You see from this brayso that if someone was makdish trees and then he's makdish the karka, so then when it comes to be poided, you have to be poided them independently. If, however, you did it differently, you were hikdish sholish ilonois mimata asor lebeza, so then the halach is kishu poida, you're poida beisera chayim esorim v'chamishim shakal kesef. And it sounds like included in that pidyon is the value of the trees as well. Kashan Rafuna. Rafuna said mefurish hikdish sodom aleya ilonois kishu poidam poida ilonois v'shavion v'chayzer poida karka beisera. And the Gemara says v'chi teim, the Gemara speaks out the obvious. You can tell me, maybe the ratio of this price also means that you're going to have to be paid to them separately, but the Sefer paid the Chayzer paid the ratio, the Sefer's case was where you were makdish them separately. You were makdish first the trees, and then you were makdish the character. So the halacha is when you're paid, you have to be paid them separately as well. The ratio obviously doesn't mean Chayzer paid the Chayzer. Why not? Because that's what the Sefer means. And there's obviously a difference between the Reish and the Sefer. Otherwise, it'd be the same halacha. So clearly, when the Reish says, just be paid to the karka, it means included in that pidyon is going to be the trees. It's the chamafurish of Reisa, the Laker of Unos. You're right. The price is mafurish, not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna is going to tell you it's not a problem because that price is going like Rav Shimon. The Amar Makdish Bayin Ra Makdish. Because we said that what's the svar behind Rav Huna's halacha? He holds when a person's Makdish something, he's Makdish Bayin Yafa. Meaning, really, what the matters is the Dasa Noider, the Dasa Makdish. Did he have in mind for it to be one, or did he have in mind for it to be separate? So really, we should ask him. But there's certain umdunas, we assume that a person does it a certain way. Rav Huna held that a person is makdish bayin yafa. But Rav Huna knows there's a man damar that's featured prominently in Masechtas Bava Basra and the sugyas of someone who sells up mechras habayis and these halachas, who says mefurish that a makdish is bayin ra makdish. That's the case. We could always say that price is going according to that man. And you went to the price of makdish, that's asad, the hikdish is kula. Rav Shimon says no. Lo hikdish elach, ruv amur give a sadan ashikma. Those are things that the assumption is every person gives away. But in terms of kula, not kula. Why? Because the Tanakhama holds makdish is buying yofa makdish. Rav Shimon holds a makdish is buying raw makdish. The bottom line is this brisa is true. It's a stirit Rav Huna's halacha, but it doesn't frag up Rav Huna because Rav Huna could always tell you that brisa is going according to Rav Shimon that holds a makdish is buying raw makdish. Afraid to give more technical question. Rav Shimon, if it's going to Rav Shimon, I have another problem. You know why? Because what the seifa loyoy? I feel like hikdish lo noisav. V'achak hikdish karka. If someone was makdish the trees and then he was makdish the karka separately, so what was the halacha? So they have to be paid to them separately. What's the kasha? If we're going to Rav Shimon, laser bustle pidyon, we should look at what was hektish at the time that he came to be paid. And being that at the time that he came to be paid, the hektish, the karka and the trees were both hektish. So based on that, you should only have to make one pidyon. Meaning, in Rav Shimon's world, there should be no chilek if you were makdish the two together, or you were makdish them separately. Because we know Rav Shimon holds that when it comes to understanding pidyon stei achuza, we don't care about what the situation was when you were makdish it. What we care about is what the situation is when you come to be paid. How do you know that? Where's this Rav Shimon? We didn't have it yet. Because we know this from another Rav Shimon. What happens if somebody buys a field from his father? So somebody bought a field from his father. And he was makdish it. And then afterwards, his father died. So do we look at it as a stay mikna or a stay achuza? On the one hand, it's a stay achuza, or could have, would have been a stay achuza because it came from his father. But then again, he bought it. So is it a stay achuza or is it a stay mikna? Look the Bryce. How do you know that if you buy a field from your father, you makdish the field, the father dies, the halach is that it's treated like a stay achuza. Maybe we medayik that pasuk when we spoke it out in the intro. Very wordy. If somebody buys a stay mikna, which is not a stay achuza, what's that coming to say? So there's in a real stay achuza. Yatsuzazu, shiruyuli a stay achuza. Rabbi Rav Shimon said, being that this field was royuli a stay achuza, even though you bought it and you were makdish it before it ever became became a stay. It doesn't matter. The bottom line is, it was a real a stay achuza, and the only time something's called a stay mikna is if it's asher loy mi stay achuza. Rameir argues. Meir holds a similar halacha, but not the same halacha. Rameir says, "Minay lekeach sadam yofif." How do you know if somebody buys a field from his father? Umeisof. First the father died. And then after you amak the shit, how do you know which one is the stay achuza? Talmud Omer, it says, "Im estay miknasoi, ashaloi mi stay achuza soi." Same drasha. Sodesh in the stay achuza, yatsa sazu, shu stay achuza. Meaning, Rameir, Reb Shimon, Rav Yehuda and Reb Shimon darshan one halacha from this pasuk. Rameir darshan a different halacha from this pasuk. The two halachas are similar, but they're very different. Rav Yehuda and Reb Shimon said, the Torah said, "Im estay miknasoi, ashaloi mi stay achuza." Ashaloi mi stay achuza is extra. We know what the difference is between a stay achuz and a stay mikna. Stay mikna is one thing, a stay achuz is another thing. So why did Torah say stay mikna say ashalim stay achuz? It's coming to teach me halacha. The halacha is coming to teach me is that the only time you have the parish of stay mikna, whatever that parish is, we didn't even get to that yet, but whatever the parish of stay mikna is, you only have it if the field was 100% mufka from being a stay achuz. It's not ru'uyul v'yoyis stay achuz. Meaning, if you buy it from your father, being that it theoretically can become a stay achuz, even if you makdish it before the father dies, it doesn't matter. That's not loy mistei achuz asay. That's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Rameir argues. Rameir says, in that case, where you were makdish before your father died, in that case, it will be considered a stay mikta, because it never came to the point of stay achuz. You bought it from your father, you were makdish it, and then later the father died 5 years after you were makdish it, that doesn't make it a stay achuz. You know where it's negeya, this drasha, this halacha, im estei miknasay, asher loy mistei achuz asay? What would be if somebody bought a field from his father, and then the father died, before he was, then he was makdish it. So now when you makdish it, on the one hand, it's a stay mikta because you bought it, but lemaisa, you also yarshed it to a degree. There's a tzad stay achuz. And being that there's a tzad stay achuz, it's for that reason you're going to have this halacha. So zokta gemara, at first glance, whose drasha would seem to be a more reasonable drasha? L'chay Rameir's drasha, right? Tafasta meruba loy tafasta. Tafasta mua tafasta. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are learning a much bigger chiddush. Even if you were makdish it before the father died, says the Gemara. Ilul Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Afilu tish v'achyach meis of stay achuz ahavio. My timer. What's the pshat? Imishum kra. Is it because he had the pasuk? Kra l'Rameir udasa. Had he ever right to use this pasuk to learn your chiddush? Maybe the pasuk is coming to tell me a lesser chiddush. Tafasta mua tafasta. Maybe it's coming to teach me the lesser chiddush, which is in the event when you bought the stay achuzah from your father, and then the father died before you were makdish it. But how do you know that even if you were makdish it before the father died, that's going to be the halacha? El alav, you know what the reason must be? Mishum da'azabas opinion. It's probably because Rav Shimon or Yudah held in svara. That at the end of the day, what we care about is the Shas Pinyan. I don't care about the Shas Hekdesh. Anytime you sit down to analyze a case of being Makdesh Stei Achuza, what we look at is the Shas Pinyan. The Shas Pinyan, the two cases are the same. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon's case and Rameir's case are the identical cases from a Shas Pinyan standpoint. What was the case? The case is where you bought the Stei Achuza and then the father died. Now, in one case, you were Makdesh before he died. In the other case, you were Makdesh after he died. That's if you look at the Shas Hekdesh. But if we don't care about the Shas Hekdesh, all we care about is the Shas Pinyan, then it makes no difference. So Zokta Gemara, you see from here, Salam the Shagamar, you see from here, with Cheshbon, that Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda, but we care about Reb Shimon right now, because we're handling Shittas Reb Shimon. You see Reb Shimon Shitta is that when it comes to assessing the Stei Achuza, we only care about what was at the Shas Pinyan. If that's the case, the Bryson said a chilik between someone that was makdish a field with trees. In one case, he was makdish it altogether. In the other case, he was makdish the trees, and then he was makdish the field. And there's a nafkamina lahalacha when it comes time to be paida. Do you have to be paida the tree separately or not? If you were makdish it together, no. If you were makdish it separately, then yeah, then you have to have a separate pidyon for the ilonis. L'chaira, according to Reb Shimon, who we said we need the Braisa to be in order to reconcile it with Rav Huna, to tell me that even though Rav Huna said halacha, which blatantly contradicts the Braisa, Rav Huna holds Makdish is by Yafa Makdish. This Braisa is going to Rav Shimon, holds Makdish by Ro Makdish. It's very nice. You could tell to the Rav Shimon. The problem is Rav Shimon, the Shittas is not going to work. Because Rav Shimon Shita is that when it comes time to assess a Stei Achuza, we only care about the Stei, we care about the Shas Pidyon. And at the time of the Pidyon, there's no difference between me being paida a field with trees where I was makdish them together, or me being paida a field with trees where I was makdish them separately. So being the Reb Shimon doesn't care about when I was makdish it, where doesn't he care about it? In the case where you bought the stei achuza from your father, he shouldn't care about it as it relates to this halacha either. So at the end of the day, it's the same case. It's the same case, it has to have the same halacha, and it doesn't have the same halacha. Vayisai, it's not Reb Shimon. It's not Reb Shimon. It can't be going according to Reb Shimon that holds makdish is buying row makdish. It's hodja kushal v'duchte. Rav Huna, who said that if someone's makdish a field with trees, you have to be paid to the field and the tree separately, it's a mefurish abraisa, not that way. Zok the Gemara, that this whole cheshbin that Rav Shimon and Svara holds, that every time you deal with a stay achuz, you only care about the shas pin, you don't care about what happened at the time that you were makdish. It's all predicated on the fact that how did Rav Shimon have a right to darshan such a big chiddish from the pasuk ashalayim stay achuzo? Why didn't he darshan the lesser chiddish, which is Rameir? So the Gemara said probably because in Svari held there's no difference between the two cases. Based on that, we have a kasha on how to understand the brisa. The Gemara knocks off that whole thing. Says the Gemara, no. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon Kra Ashkechu V'Darvish. Rav Yehuda Rav Shimon don't hold, you only care about the Shas Pinyon. They acknowledge there's an afkamin in the world of Stei Achuzo. If someone's makdish it in this circumstance, if someone's makdish it in that circumstance, how did they have a right to darshan such a big chiddush from this halacha? Because they held that it was mefurish a bigger chiddush. Because in Kain, if Rav Meir is right, and the only thing that we can darshan from the Pasuk HaShalem is Stei Achuzo, is if someone bought a stay achuzah, but he was makdish it after the father died, is lichtei rachmana im estei miknasoi ashalei achuzasai. My mistay? Tzadah she'in eruya li estei achuzah. Meaning they held it with two drushes in this pasuk. What did the pasuk say? We're describing the stay miknah. The estei miknasoi ashalei mistei achuzasai. The whole pasuk is extra. Ashalei mistei achuzasai. And even within the extra pasuk, there's an extra word. It could have just said ashalei achuzasai. Or maybe ashalei stei achuzasai. And it's because of the tarti that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon learned two chidushim from this pasuk. It's not because of a svara. If it's a svara, you can apply the svara. It's not based on a svara. Rabbi Shimon really doesn't hold you. Only go basa shas pinyon. Thus, you could say that Rav Huna's halach is true. If someone's makdish a field with trees, you have to be paid to them. L'chut, either in before Shabbat, not that way. It's going according to Rav Shimon, who holds that a makdish is ba'ayin ra. Makdish, Dr. Gemara Vayter, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa said, hikdish troshin. If someone was makdish a field that you can't plant anything on, there's rocks on the field. So the halach is paid to b'shavim. You don't have the halach of chamishim shekel kesef. Why not? Because when the pasuk talks about that formula, it says beis zera. It says, "V'hoi erkecha lefi zaroi zera." Right, the word is zera, not beis zera. It says zera, and being that it says zera, so we learn from the only something you can plant something, but trusha you can't plant doesn't have the salach. Ani lab neizri enenu loy gaalon yoytzi b'yoyfe. What happens if someone was makdish a field that has rocks, but you can't plant anything? And he didn't redeem it. What happens when Yoivel comes? So you have the halachas of Yoivel. Might mean even though you don't have the halacha of Zerah Chaymer Sa'irim Mechamishim Shekel Kesef, the halachas of Yoivel you have. Why? Because when the Torah talks about Yoivel, it says Vahaya Sada Betzei Say by Yoivel Kodesh Lashem, and all it says is Sada. It doesn't say Zerah Sada Amar Achmano Koldu. Not halacha. Machat Troshim. What happens if somebody sells Troshim? So really, for this Gemara, we'd have to go through another parash in the Torah, but we don't have time to really go through it. But basically, the pasuk says that if somebody sells a stei achuzah, somebody sells it, so he can redeem it from the person that he bought it. But there's halacha for the first 2 years, he can't redeem it. Only after the 2 years, then you're allowed to redeem. So what happens if somebody sold a stei achuzah, which is Troshim, which is rock, he can't grant? The halacha is negol and pachas mishtei shanim. You could redeem it before 2 years. You don't have this prohibition that for 2 years you can't touch it. Why not? My time in mispesh neitfuis amir achmano vaylab neitfuninu, because the Torah describes that pasuk as mispesh neitfuis loy galon. What happens if somebody sold and he didn't redeem it? Chazeres lebaylam b'yoyvel. You have the loch of yoyvel. My time of v'shavla achuzasi amir achmano v'haynami achuzah here, because at the end of the day it's an achuzah. Hikdash ilan noise. What happens if someone's makdish trees? Paid the b'shavya, right? That's the theme of the daf. You could be paid the b'shavya. My time up, beizera amar achman v'lo ilan noise. It has to be a field. Loi galon. What happens if you didn't redeem it? Ein yoitz l'kayana b'yoivel. You don't have that halacha that if you didn't redeem it and hikdash sold it, then when yoivel comes, it goes to the kayana. Why? Because v'haya hasada amar achmano. When the Torah talks about that halacha again, v'haya hasada b'tzeise b'yoivel, that's the pasuk that describes it, end up that it eventually goes to the kayan. Talks about a sada, v'lo yilanis, machar yilanis. What if somebody sells trees? Do you have the halach of 2 years? Ein negol and pachas mishnei shanim. Yeah, you do have it all. You can't be paid for less than 2 years. That's a trick question. My timer, shnei tfois amar rachmana, v'ayb nei tfois. No, doesn't say sada, it says shnei tfois, it's tfuah. Loi galon, if you didn't redeem it, ein chayzeres l'baylam b'yoyvel. Then it doesn't go back to yoyvel. Why? My timer, v'shav lachuz, asa amar rachmana, v'lo yilanis. So a lot of halachas here that if you go through slower, you wouldn't have expected to see, but the bottom line is what it boils down to is that all these different halachas, whether it's being makdish estei achuzah, being goyel estei achuzah, if someone's makdish and he wasn't goyelit and then yoivel comes and goes to the kehanim, or whether it's with regards to the halacha of someone selling estei achuzah, where you could be paid within 2 years or can't be paid within 2 years, or what happens when yoivel comes, the Torah uses different lashonis in all these psukim, and you have to go through each lashon of each pasuk to understand why the Torah used it, and there's nafkaminas and halacha. Here it says tfuis, here it says sodeh, here it says beis zera, and it's based on that. You have all these halachas. I'm not mas, but the Gemara is going to focus on one halacha that we just mentioned. Hikdash ilano is if someone's makdash trees, pay the bishavion, he has to be pay the bishavion. Fake the Gemara, amai, velikdashu agav garayu, agav arayu, velifrikua agav arayu. Why don't we say that if someone was makdash trees, he was probably makdash land as well? I mean that he was makdash land as well. Why shouldn't he be able to be paid to the trees, agav the land? Now says the Gemara, v'chitem ilon is akdish, arulei akdish, who said, maybe talking about a person, that halach is discussing someone who's only makdish trees. V'ami nardoi, nardoi already said, man, the mazbun le'idikul l'chari, somebody sells a dekel to his friend, konilei mishifula atahayma, he gets the ear rights, he gets all the land, all the rights for everything underneath it, so you see mafurish, that you get everything. So if you get everything, what's the kasha? Every time you makdish trees, you also makdish karkas. If you also makdish karkas, why can't you be paid at agav karkas? Now, obviously, this is totally in the whole daf. Okay, but either way, that's the Gemara's kasha. Now, the Gemara says, we're quoting Nardai, we're misquoting Nardai. Nardai is mentioned in the sugyas of Cheskes Abatim, and the case over there is where somebody made a chazaka, he's been living in your property for a few years, and he claims that he bought the tree, and he once had a shtar, ach vishtarach, he lost it, but he once had the shtar, and the shtar said in him a furish that he got the prop, the rights on top and the rights underneath. I mean, there's no such halacha that if man the mazban le'dikla l'chavri konu le'mishpula to'ahimah. It's in a case where it was written mefurish in a shtar in the context of a cheskes habatim. The point is, it's misquoted. As a result, obviously, it poses no challenges to our Gemara. Stay mikna, noisein shivya. The Mishnah said, so this is all for a stay achuza. What happens if somebody's makdish a stay mikna? So it was a machlekes. Stay mikna, noisein shavya. That was a tanakam in the Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, no. Echot stay mikna, echot stay achuza. You work with the same formula. To each base core, you're going to have chamishim shekel kesef. What then was the difference, according to Rabbi Eliezer, between a stay mikna, stay achuza, if the makdish himself wants to redeem it? The shchilek is, you have to be moysev achaymish, or do you not have to be moysev achaymish? So when the pasuk talks about the stay mikna, it says, v'chishav le'akoyin es michsas ha'erkecha. Ma'bo l'ameh, l'fish namaz erochen es oyen, v'chamishim shekel kesef. It says regarding the stay achuza that there's a formula. Yachal, I would have thought, after stay mikna, okay, stay mikna also has a formula. Talmud lo'yman michsas. Michsas means it's real value. You call down an assessor, you find out what it's worth, and that's what you have to do. Rebbe Lezer says, Nema kam v'chishev, v'nema lahalon v'chishev, ma lahalon dover kotzev, av kan dover kotzev. It says the same word v'chishev by the stei achuzah and the stei mikna, which means, just like the stei achuzah works with a formula, this also has to work with a formula. Iba iluhu, Rabbanan islu gzeir shava. Do Rabbanan have gzeir shava or no? Meaning, do they hold it gzeir shava? And even though they don't use the gzeir shava to teach me the formula by stei mikna, because they hold there is no formula by stei mikna, but mafkilei l'chaymish, maybe they use it to teach me that even though it's based on its real value, but at the very least you do have the halacha of chaymish. Are you no less lo gzeir shava? The less lo chaymish. Maybe they don't hold it gzeir shava, and not only is there no formula, but there's also no chaymish. Amar Rava. Rava said mestabra less lo gzeir shava. It's mestabra that there's no gzeir shava. It's midgali rachman chaymish gabi stei achuzah. You find by stei achuzah the Torah said chaymish. V'gabi makdish beisa. And by someone who's makdish his house and he wants to redeem it, there's halacha. You want to redeem it, you pay a chaymish. So the Torah twice was megalu the concept of chaymish. Havel shnei ksuvah aban ke'echad. V'chol shnei ksuvah aban ke'echad. Ein melamdin. The rule is shnei ksuvah aban ke'echad. Ein melamdin. So twice the Torah said chaymish by a stay mikta. Didn't say chaymish. A vice says no chaymish. Zok the Gemara. The man damer melamdin. But there is a man damer in Shas that right every time in Shas you find shnei ksuvah aban ke'echad. The Gemara says, and what about the man damer that holds melamdin? Right, it's always relevant. So the Gemara, what about that man damer? The Gemara says no, because midgal rachmanu chaymish b'meiser. Wants to be paid the ma'aser sheni, you have to tack on a chaymish. The behema tahira, when you're able to be paid the kachim, that's a behema tahira. It has to have a mum, sulei amakdashim. You had a chaymish. Behema tmeya, you had a chaymish. Havali tuvas is a whole bunch of cases in the Torah where you find the concept of chaymish. If that's the case, havali tuvay melamdin. Because even the man that holds shnei ksuvim aban kechad ain melamdin, but shleisha ksuvim aban kechad, and this is even more than shleisha ksuvim. So of course, the halacha is tanya kavasei. The rav is zokti gemara v'loy mitame. So again, what was rav's halacha? Rava's halacha was that you don't add a chaymish. Says the Gemara, a raya, but wait, the Tanya, michsa is a erkecha, yikisha a kosov l'erichin. Ma, erichin, ein mois of chaymish, av stei mikna, ein mois of chaymish. Just like by erichin, there's no halacha of chaymish, so too, the Torah uses the word erichin to describe the halacha being poida stei mikna, and by erichin, right, all these prices that we had in the Torah, 50 slime or whatever it was, there was no halacha of chaymish. So too, as it relates to stei mikna, there's not going to be a halacha of chaymish excel. So just to end an intense staff with one light ha'ara, and that is, so the last Gemara spoke about the chaymish. Right? There's a halacha of chaimish if somebody wants to be paida stay achuza. There's no halacha, or maybe there is a halacha of chaimish when it comes to being paida a stay mikna. And then the Gemara mentioned different times where you find this concept of a chaimish, where somebody was makdish something, maisa sheni, or a carbon or a bias that he made hektish, where the halacha is that if you want to be, oh, I forgot the Rambam, where if you want to be paidit, Rambam carbonus, where if you want to be paidit, the halacha is that you have to be moisif a chaimish. The Rambam in the end of Hilchas Tmura is Dorish time of the Krah. And the Rambam goes ahead and he says that we just learned Hilchas Tmura, that's the next Masechta Mitzvah coming up. And the Rambam says, I'm going to explain to you a little bit the concept of Tmura. And the Rambam goes on to say that the reason the Torah said the Zalacha of Tmura is because what happened when a person made something Tmura? He was Makdish something. And then he said, you know what, I think I made a mistake. Instead of being Makdish this animal, I probably should have been Makdish a different animal. So he goes ahead and he swaps it. Right, he says, instead of this one, I want that one to be the one that's hektish. Says the Rambam, it's very mistabed that this person is not going to swap equal value. He says, because a person, adam karvets on my mind, right? And chances are, the first animal was worth $100, this one's only going to be worth $80. Hektish is going to end up losing out, because you're taking something worth 100, you're giving him back something that's only worth 80. So you know what the Torah says? Vayuhu, ut murasa, yeh, kaidish. They both end up being kaidish. Rambam calls it a knas, and the Rambam says that this is the way it is. Says the Rambam, even though all the chukei atayra, meaning the things that we don't intuitively understand, they're chukim. There's nothing wrong with that. But at the same time, royalists boy named bahen. A person should try to understand these halachas. And to the extent that you're able to understand them a little bit, you should try to explain it. What does that mean? Right? Shlomo Melech said, what was rechaykim imani? Paradum. But vice is everything else he didn't know. What do you mean? Why do you know pshat and shatnas? Why do you know basa v'chalav? I thought it's a chayk. It's like chukas atayra. Zokter Rambam, Shlomo Melech techiach. Right? Everyone focuses on Shlomo Melech, what he didn't know, the glass half empty. He didn't know Paraduma. But you see in that same Chazal, says the Rambam, that he knew all the other Chukim. Vaislis, he's supposed to understand the Chukim, says the Rambam. With that Hakdama, and the Rambam, of course, was a Derish of Makayim, right? The Rambam wrote the Sefer Meir Nevuchim, where the Rambam explained all the Mishpatei HaTorah to the best of his ability. But either way, says the Rambam, based on that, I'm going to tell you Pshat in Tmura. And we just spoke it out. Yiru Lishazesh Amar HaKasav. V'ayu Tmurasi Yekoidish Ke'inyin Sha'amar. But he explains it with a mashal. He says, a mashal, not a mashal with a puritz and a krechmer, but he says, I'll give you a mashal. You know what the mashal is? Right? What's the mashal for Tmura? I'll explain it to you with a mashal. The halacha is if someone's makdish something, you have to be mois of a chaymish. Okay. So what do you see from here? Yard the Torah l'soif machsheves ha'adam. The Torah was being psychological and went, did a psychoanalysis on the person. V'ksas yitzrei hara. She'tivay sheladam noita laharbis kinyonei v'lochos amamoynoi. V'avol bishanada v'hikdish efshe shechazaboy. V'nichem. V'yivta b'pachos mishavya. Amra Torah. Impada la'atzma Yosef Chaimish. Do you know why we had a Chaimish? Because we're afraid you're not going to do the math 100% properly. You might miss her, right? So as a result, we said, v'esvos, when it comes, add a Chaimish. Add a Chaimish. It's not, we don't care about the Chaimish. We just don't want to lose out. I think an obvious sushal to the Rambam is the Torah, when it talks about Malkus, doesn't say you should give 39 Malkus. What does it say? Arbam Yakenu. Hey Mamru, right? Arbam Chasarachas. But really in the Torah it says 40. What's Pshat? Why did Torah say 40? The Rambam says, because there's Allah in the Torah, it says, Lo Yosef Pen Yosef, that if the Shlich Bezin would give an extra Malka, so really, he'd be over. And it's very hard, says the Rambam, to make a cheshbon. And sometimes a person might go ahead and he might make a mistake. So the Rambam, and that, he says, that's why the Torah said 40 alone means 39, Ayin Shah. But sometimes the Torah will add something to prevent a mistake in math that you may accidentally make. Either way, says the Rambam, there's so much negias over here to get the math wrong, and it's for that reason this is halacha. Just to end with one classic Meshech Chachma, the Rambam says that even though there's halacha, you always have to be Meisav Chemish, Meisav Chemish. Only the Bailam himself has to be Meisav Chemish. Now you understand why. If someone else does it, maybe it's not a problem. If you're the Bailam, yeah, but whatever. But the point is, the Rambam says that a woman that owns a field and she has Meisav Sheni, and she can't go up to Eretz Yisrael, she wants to be paid to the Meisav Sheni. So the halacha is she doesn't have to be Meisav Chemish. It's the Shittas Rambam, it's also Shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Says Rabbi Simchi, you know what the Pshat is? I'm going to tell you the Pshat. He says, because really, what's the first option to do with your Meisav Sheni? Not to be paid. Option A is to bring it up to Eretz Yisrael. He says, but for a woman, it's very hard to go to Eretz Yisrael. The Isha ain't a real lalois, the mokim asha yivchar Hashem boy. Because man, ki hara. She's pregnant. She has young children that need their mother. So it's not so easy for her to go. As a result, that's not such an option. So to penalize her and say that, oh, you didn't bring it up to Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, you're going to have to be Moisef Chaimish, that's already not fair. It's not fair. And then he says, Ayin Rambam, Soif Tmur, that the Rambam was already nois and tam l'shvach, in terms of what's the reason for the halach of Chaimish. So Ramesh Simcha is saying that I'm going to be Moisef a different time, and I'll go upon him. That would be maybe a husband, a very sosem Rambam Shita, that only a man has to be Moisef Chaimish, a woman does not have to be Moisef Chaimish.